Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Probably one of the only clips we could play with some of the heckling from fans shouting Rory there at Rory McIlroy. And of course, the Ryder Cup over the weekend, Team Europe took victory over Team USA in the tournament. But it's the spectator behaviour that's dominating headlines. I saw one UK broadsheet today describing it as the toxic tournament. Fionn Davenport, journalist and presenter of Golf Weekly podcast, is with me here in studio today. What's happened in golf?
Oh, lots. I mean, the Ryder Cup has, over the last several editions, really ratcheted up the noise. You know, it's part of the Ryder Cup now and has been for, as I said, a number of editions. Whereas golf normally is about silence on the course, yeah, and as players are going to hit, everyone stays quiet. There's a certain kind of respect for certain ways of doing things. That all kind of goes out the window in a good-natured sense in the Ryder Cup, where fans kind of, you know, as someone is about to tee off, you hear like, whoa, like there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
And that's encouraged, and the organisers like that because it makes the Ryder Cup stand out from regular tournaments. And what makes the Ryder Cup a special experience, and players know this, and they kind of go into it all G'd up, and it's Team Europe versus Team USA. And it happens on both sides of the pond. I mean, I think that there is a sense that, like, you know, that all of a sudden European fans are like incredibly quiet and respectful. You know, they shout stuff.
Not the case.
But this time it went way over the line, and the overwhelming amount of abuse was directed at Rory McIlroy for a number of reasons. But Rory had to bear the brunt of it. And right from the start, you could feel that there was that the atmosphere was more poisonous than perhaps we might expect it to be, that that it was febrile and kind of heated up. And so it was. And, you know, you played the clip. I mean, Rory gets that every time he plays golf. But some of the stuff that was said in his direction to him,
about
his wife, about his family, Shane Lowry got a fair amount of abuse. All the players got abuse, but as I said, nobody got quite the degree and the intensity of abuse that Rory did.
Yeah, I saw some of the commentary overnight as well. Shane Lowry, you know, even crediting and praising Erica, Rory McIlroy's wife too, for her resilience, as he described it, you know, with the kind of abuse she received.
She did, and, you know, she was within earshot of some really unsavoury commentary, and then yesterday she had a beer thrown over her. It's disgusting, and I think today, as Europeans celebrate what turned out to be a much closer victory than perhaps we thought it would be on Saturday, but that notwithstanding, I think a lot of the commentary now is about the atmosphere that was so poisonous. And now I'm going to say this in defense of American fans, who are, you know, a nature unto themselves. Like, you know, there's a lot of booze goes on at golf tournaments, and you hear a lot of the stuff that you hear at every golf tournament, the baba booies and the get in the hole and all that kind of thing. It's just like, you don't really get it on this side of the pond. And so you had 50,000 people, or give or take thereabouts. Now, all it takes is for a very loud, angry, aggressive and out of order minority to ruin the experience. And that's what it was, because I would argue that the overwhelming number of fans there would not have behaved in this.
Yeah.
But that aside, that there was a very loud, very vocal and persistent minority that behaved in the most appalling manner.
And that's why we're talking about them today. Stay with us, Fionn, because I want to bring in Annabel Dimock, English professional golfer, who's joining us as well. What impact does this kind of heckling have on players? I think we have Annabel. To try and get Annabel. Sorry, I have Damien McGrain with me. Damien is a professional golfer. What kind of heckling does this have on players, Damien?
Well, I suppose after being there for the last week, number one, the abuse was mainly directed at Rory, but Rory can handle it because he's heard it all before. The people who went, I would consider them 1 in 500, were there to abuse Rory and abuse everything that was European. And they were shooting their mouths off because they thought they were at a baseball game. But the other 499, which I was one of, we were all horrified. We were annoyed. We were asking them to behave themselves or cop themselves on. But if you can't control one in 500. And the 499 of us were embarrassed and ashamed of what the way they were carrying on.
So you were one of the audience that was there, Damien, and lucky enough to be there and to witness the Ryder Cup Team Europe victory yesterday, I should say, and to watch the proceedings over the last couple of days. Was it as bad? Was it as prevalent for fans when you were watching it, you know, as it was when we saw the clips afterwards?
But I think, to be fair now, I think everything that was bad was highlighted, and that's what you're talking about. You know, you're talking about the one in 500 who was just being ridiculous. But, you know, the American fans are different. They're not used to sitting down in their chair. They're not used to being asked to be quiet and then be quiet. If you ask some of the guys, like when they were announcing them on the first tee, they were... The announcer was asking the spectators to be quiet so she could talk and introduce the names. And this seemed to just rally some of the people because they can't understand why you'd ask them to be quiet. So American fans at sporting events behave differently. And I think Luke Donald and all his players knew this would happen. It's not nice to hear it because it was possibly the first time we heard it at this level. Mm. It's not nice to hear it. But the guys were keyed up for it, and then having the 15 minutes before the tea times, there was celebrities coming out asking the grandstand to start chanting a slur about any player or any team or any continent. That's one thing, asking them to get involved in the hype of the Ryder Cup, and then 12 minutes later ask them to be quiet because you want to announce the players on the tee and show the players some respect. So the two things are very contradictory. So it's just the way they run their sport, and it's not a European way, it's not a golfing way, but some of the people who were there were doing it their way. And the other 499 of us weren't very impressed, and I think they sort of knew that themselves. And the alcohol was so difficult to get. Like, you'd have to queue for 40 minutes to get an alcoholic drink because all the vendors were very, very busy. So I can't see how anybody would have that much alcohol in them to be that off their heads, to be that abusive.
I haven't been, so I don't know. You tell me, Damien. But where you would have been standing with the rest of the spectators and the fans, I presume you're not drinking there. You don't have a drink out where you're actually watching people tee off.
Well, if I felt like having a drink, I'd have as many as I possibly could. But if I was buying one at a time and queuing for 40 minutes each time, I'd go home very sober.
Right.
So, you know, and remember, it's so difficult to watch golf at the Ryder Cup. Like, you have to position yourself from the first tee, then you maybe go along and position yourself on the fifth tee, and then maybe go forward and position yourself on the 12th green or the 12th fairway. It's so difficult to watch Ryder Cup. You could spend the whole day at a Ryder Cup and you might see 20 golf shots. So, like, it's difficult viewing. It really is.
Yeah. But I just wonder, is that the case? Is it just the too many fans and too much booze in them? Is that why the heckling was so much worse this time, Damien?
No. It's purely the fact that it was in New York, and that's the way they do it. And they're very boisterous at sporting events. But the manager knew it. All the players knew it. It's just that when it happened, we're sort of going, oh, my God, this is what we're all talking about for the last 18 months. And then the real golf fans were surprised and a bit embarrassed and disappointed with carry on. But again, we're all talking about the minority here.
I'd go so far as to say, I mean, Damien pointed out that they had celebrities coming on leading the fans that are gathered around the first in the grandstand. Heather McMahon, who's a comedian who was hired to be the MC, she led a chant of F Rory McIlroy. Now, and she had to, subsequently, she was stood down by the PGA of America because this kind of behaviour is unacceptable. I mean, it's unacceptable at any sporting event, never mind a golf event. And the next day she did apologise. But it speaks to me of, one is you have, like, the Ryder Cup as an event has gotten hotter over each edition. But I think there's been a coarsening of discourse generally that, and I would agree with Damien that the one in 500 or the one in whatever, that it's a minority, very vocal. But like, they're given license. It's like you can be, you can say filthy things, you can say disgusting things, terrible things to people. And it feels as though you have a license to say these things, a self-policing that, that should accompany behaviour. Like a friend of mine and I, we were talking about it, who go to events all the time. And if, say, there's a, an American player, Patrick Reed, that would never have been a very popular player with the European teams in previous Ryder Cups. Now, if we were at a Ryder Cup and Patrick Reed, and I said something terrible to Patrick Reed about his family or whatever, my friend would turn around and give me a slap upside the head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that there's a sense of like...
So what, we've become more tolerant and acceptable of this behavior.
But I think that there is, I think that there is a I think that is being allowed more. I mean, when you have the MC who's leading a chant, such as she did... Yeah. That says to me that something has gone way out of control.
What does it say to the fans? Annabel Dimmock is back with us, English professional golfer. Like, what kind of impact would this heckling have on players' performance, Annabel?
I mean, it's... Do you know what? I was watching yesterday and Team Europe did so, so well to hold it together. You know, we saw Rory and Shane probably show a little bit of an emotion, you know, sort of Saturday afternoon, but they did so. I think anyone who, you know, is human wouldn't have been able to contain themselves towards the end. But I think yesterday they seemed a tiny bit more mentally drained as the Americans. And I think it really did take a toll on them. You know, listen, it's the Ryder Cup, so much goes into it, so much thought. You know, I read something this morning where it was like, you know, Luke Donald even went as far as to getting tiny cracks covered in the hotel rooms and things like that. You know, there's no stone left unturned. So when then throwing on top of this, the abuse these players got, not just for 3 days, they would have been getting it in the practice rounds. They're there a week early and they would have been getting this disgusting, honestly, like, I am appalled this morning. You know, I think the TV probably did quite well in covering up as much as they possibly could because, you know, look, we have young ears, young listeners even watching it on the TV. But I'm seeing a lot of videos, you know, on social, and it is disgusting. It really, really is.
It's desperate. And is this, do you think, is golf attracting a new type of audience or is it just that attitudes have changed?
I think that maybe golf has grown a lot, you know, since COVID and things like that. But that is not an excuse. We want the game to grow. We can't say, you know, we need to keep it compact and this is what happens. No, this is where we have role models. And we have role models in the European team this week. We do not have any role models, I don't personally believe, in the American team this week. You know, I'm not saying that they were the cause of it, but I don't believe they did enough to stop and protect, you know, the game of golf this week. It's not about protecting Team Europe. It's about protecting the game of golf here. We've got kids that are watching this week and seeing this and thinking, I just pray they don't think that this is acceptable because it's not.
Well, particularly the beer being thrown at Erica McIlroy as well.
I think that's just crazy.
I think to Annabel's point, I mean, look, there are some American players. Justin Thomas on Saturday went, he kind of was forced into it, but had to, like, he's competing against Rory and he had to quieten the crowd. Like, he had to take...
Did the American players do that? Did American golfers at any point ask the heckling fans to stop?
Justin Thomas did. Okay. Maybe others did. I didn't see it.
I did see Scotty put his arm up to the crowd because they were chanting still when our players were over the ball, which I liked. And that shows how far it went. We had the Team America, you know, trying to quieten them down. Because it's not fair. You need to be able to concentrate. If someone screams on your backswing, it is off-putting. I don't care how much you can be in the zone.
Absolutely.
It is extremely off-putting.
There was an interesting comment by Rory after yesterday and he was exhausted. He looked so tired.
Emotionally drained.
He played a singles match against Scottie Scheffler. So it's one in the world against number two in the world. These are the two best players in golf. And at the end, Rory was asked about all of the heckling. And he was saying, you know, it's funny, all of the abuse is against me. And I heard nobody cheering for Scottie. So it felt like all these voices were loudly, they were more concerned with annoying him than they were for cheering for their own player. And it felt like something is not right. And Scottie Scheffler, who is by all accounts, an incredibly decent individual. And as Annabelle said, would have gone out of his way to kind of go, come on, guys, a bit of respect here. But even he looked drained by the whole experience.
Let me bring in live David. David O'Donovan is on the line as well. David's the general manager with County Sligo Golf Club. Were you surprised by this behaviour over the weekend, David?
Andrew, I don't think I was. I think, like, in fairness to what Damien said, like, it's an atmosphere there that just was created to a certain extent with the hype and the build-up of the Ryder Cup. And I think, as Van said earlier, you're in a situation where they're coming over to New York to play. There's pressure on the American team to perform. And in fairness to Europe, they put it up to them. And I think the abuse got worse, especially into Saturday afternoon, because the US team were under pressure. And I think kind of what you saw was the way, you know, Shane nearly reacted. I think it was on maybe 10th or 11th tee on Saturday afternoon when the abuse got out of hand. He picked somebody out from the crowd and asked security to get him removed. And I think they were under so much pressure, the US, that it kind of got to the fans. And then the fans got really, you know, I suppose they're on their backs and whatever else. But look, you can't condone any of the actions that were there. You listen to Rory's interview and you listen to Shane and Bob McIntyre, and like, they were probably the three that got the most of the abuse. And look, it's not what the game is about. And I think, as the other panelists said, you know, golf is in such a spotlight and in such a good place. I think it's unfortunate that the like of that kind of football stadium mentality is happening on a golf course isn't what golf is about.
It's interesting, though, in all of this, and perhaps for the next tournament that takes place, how do you prevent this, Annabelle, from happening again?
I think there's got to be a zero tolerance rule, unfortunately. And for the first little while, we're probably going to have to, I don't know how it works, acquire more stewards and things like that, just for these big events. And I think slowly, when people start realising there's consequences, because the thing is, there's so much of it, how the hell could you man that? Do you know what I mean? You can't man that sort of, that many people. And I just think that, you know, I would have loved to see from the American captain there, you know, him coming forward and saying this is not acceptable, this is not tolerated. I also agree, you know, what was said earlier, how I feel like there was people in the American camp sort of encouraging it almost, you know, and that is just unacceptable. That can't, something has to change there.
John Farron is with us from Ballyliffin Golf Club. John, you wanted to make a quick point on this as well. You know, members, how did your members feel when they saw this heckling towards Team Europe?
Well, I think as David said there, we were expecting it to be a hostile environment. It did overstep the mark on numerous occasions. But I do think that the hype that comes with the Ryder Cup now is it's inevitable that we're going to have people feeling that it's patriotic to go the extra mile in terms of their enthusiasm and lose control of themselves. And I do think that the point that was made there where things weren't going the US way and the fan frustrations boiled over into personal attacks on players, which is unacceptable. I agree with Annabelle that certainly, it's, you know, nobody wants to see police cordons around golf spectators, but I do think they'll need to look at extra marshalling and stewards. Self-policing seems to have gone out the window. And as many people have said, you know, it's probably 200 people out of a crowd of 50,000 each day in there that are doing the damage, but those people just need to be removed, and a lot of them probably aren't real golf fans at all. They're for the hype. And
yeah, they're definitely not.
They're bandwagon. Is that what's likely to happen, Fionn? Do you think we'll see fans push back a little bit more, maybe?
Well, I think it's in at a Adair Manor in 2 years' time.
Yeah.
And it's not just to pat Irish golf fans on the back, but that kind of behaviour would be considered absolutely unacceptable by any golf fan in this country, and they wouldn't be tolerated. I mean, there is playful banter, there's yelling funny things and making noise, because the Ryder Cup is not a usual golf tournament. Mm. It is about bringing a bit of the noise, and you want that kind of atmosphere. But there's a line, and I have been to countless Irish events. I have never seen Irish fans behave anywhere approaching that level of behaviour.
What happened at the weekend?
It just won't happen.
Fionn Davenport, presenter of the Golf Weekly podcast, Annabelle Dimmock, David O'Donovan, Damien McGrain, and also as well, John Farron. Thanks a million to you all for getting in touch with us. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.